Lunar Law. What the law says about owning property or protecting sites on the moon. The moon could be the proving ground for humanity's evolution into a species that lives and thrives on more than one planet. However, this new frontier raises complex legal questions. Outer space, including the moon, from a legal perspective, is a unique domain without direct terrestrial equivalent. It is not like the high seas, the common heritage of humankind. Nor is it an area, like Antarctica, where commercial mining is prohibited. Instead, the 1967 Outer Space Treaty, signed by more than 115 nations, including China, Russia, and the United States, establishes that the exploration and use of space are the province of all humankind. That means no country may claim territory in outer space, and all have the right to access all areas of the moon and other celestial bodies freely. The fact that, pursuant to Article 2 of the treaty, a country cannot claim territory in outer space, known as the non-appropriation principle, suggests to some that property ownership in space is forbidden. Ambiguous guidelines. Can this be true? If your grandchildren move to Mars, will they never own a home? How can a company protect its investment in a lunar mine if it must be freely accessible by all? What happens, as it inevitably will, when two rovers race to a particular area on the lunar surface known to host valuable water ice? Does the winner take all? As it turns out, the Outer Space Treaty does offer some wiggle room. Article 9 requires countries to show due regard for the corresponding interests of others. It is a legally vague standard, although the Permanent Court of Arbitration has suggested that due regard means simply paying attention to what's reasonable under the circumstances. The treaty's broad language encourages a race to the moon. The first entity to any spot will have a unilateral opportunity to determine what's legally reasonable. For example, creating an overly large buffer zone around equipment might be justified to mitigate potential damage from lunar dust.